Mike, is this your most important time in regards to being a draft and develop program? You've got a lot of young guys. You've always had a lot of young guys on your roster. Obviously, the regular season comes along. You're in the business of winning football games. But right now, heading into the preseason, is this when you really get at the meat of the development part with the young players on your team?
I would agree with that. I would think every team's in this position right now where you're, obviously evaluating your players, really staying focused on creating opportunities for to assess where you are and where they are and continue just to try to work as many different combinations as possible. And that's what you'll accomplish over these four preseason games.
Hey, Mike, on that note, with the one cutdown day this year, how does that impact how or when you use players of these four preseason games, if at all, especially when you're evaluating young guys?
I don't think it impacts how, when you use them. It's clearly a benefit for everybody to be able to work with these players another week. It makes the fourth preseason game more competitive. I think anytime you have extra time to develop players, it's nothing but a good thing.
Mike, is there any correlation between how much a quarterback or an offensive unit plays in the preseason and how you start a regular season, or is that just all done in practice?
Well, I would think with the vast resources that ESPN has with their data analytics, you'd be able to answer that question.
I was curious on your opinion.
I think you're trying to get inside our football tech department right now. I'm not going to allow it.
More of an opinion than an analytical data question.
That's debatable.
Mike, I don't know if you've done your playtime meeting for Thursday night yet. But
we'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, we have a 7 a.m. staff meeting. We'll discuss the playtime. We're going to practice today. This is a third in-season Thursday type schedule. A number of different things we need to get better at, as far as when you transfer to the cards and working different guys and different drills. So it's just a whole different type of practice, even the way it's organized, what period starts first. So we need to improve on what we did yesterday.
On a larger perspective than just the preseason opener, the four games as a whole, you said at the beginning of camp that you evolve your preparation this time of year. Is some of that how much to use your starters in preseason, and specifically with Aaron, will we see him more in the preseason than last year?
Well, that's to be determined. We'll look at, we always look at last year's reps, just kind of really the last 3 years, just to, have something to compare it to. The comparable is really done, after the preseason's over, because you always analyze how you went through the preseason into the regular season. But there's just so many different variables go into that. I mean, I understand everybody wants to know how much this player or that player is going to play, but it's really the combination of players is the way that we've always done it. The ability to play certain guys together or playing certain young players at a certain time, hopefully who they're going to be playing against. So you try to line it up the best you can, because it's about getting as much information for the evaluation out of these games.
So you're more interested in really personnel combinations rather than maybe getting them in specific game situations, i.e. you'd love to see a two-minute drill or, a backup period with these certain people, or is it just groupings of players out there offensively?
Well, big picture, it's two things. Number one, you want to establish your play style. I mean, that's really the focus for the whole football team. And the second thing is to try to play everybody, this Thursday. I mean, the goal is for everybody to play in the game. Everybody gets an opportunity to get into those types of situations, like 2 minutes and so forth. Those are really, things that happen in the game. I mean, you can go to a two-minute drill, anytime you really want, just using the no huddle. So, I mean, that's where – but, yes, I mean, you hope you get every possible situation you can in these games, because it's definitely an opportunity for your players.
Did you see anything different from D'Angelo Yancey yesterday? Obviously, the production was there. Did he just have more opportunities, or did he do something yesterday to create those opportunities?
I think he's getting more comfortable. I think when you see young guys step up and make the most of their opportunities, it's the connection with the quarterback, the timing, the time clock of the plays, and he's definitely getting more comfortable. So that was apparent today in a team meeting. So, I mean, he was elected to sing today, and he did a nice job.
What are you looking for in these carded practices? Where
carded practices,
or scout team, or whatever you want to call them? Where I don't know if it's fair to evaluate your middle linebacker if he's running someone else's play, I guess, and maybe the tempo or the intensity's throttled back just a touch.
Yeah, we're not totally focused on the card. I mean, we have a card to reflect, you know, the scheme that we want to show the offense or the defense, but we're using our terminology because we do want the players to play with our technique, you know, and give them a scheme that's either the same or, you know, relatively close to what they may see Thursday night. This is more of a, you know, changing the procedure, how you practice, you know, the mechanics, because it's different. You know, it's different for players to line up. A competitive drill is different than a carded drill. So it's really, you know, we usually didn't get into the cards till, you know, the second week of the preseason. This just was what his schedule lined up this year. We were able to have the 3 full practice days before our first game. So we felt it was important to get into that mode now. I'm trying to get the guys into the in-season type schedule.
When you get into the game situation, the play calling situation, do you so you get into a 3rd and 8, for example, do you call a play you want to see, just you want to see the guys execute, or do you call a play that, you know, maybe based on what they're playing because you want to get the first down? I mean, do you try to get guys in, see certain plays that you want?
I mean, that's a great question. Not that you don't always ask great questions, but it's a great question because I personally, preseason situation calls can be a lot more difficult because more thinking goes into it. I'll have a meeting with the quarterbacks and we'll go through, hey, what are your first thoughts? You know, in season, you're talking to one quarterback about that. So then you get into situation calls, you know, what's your top 3rd and 1 to 5? Now you got 4 guys. So you do get into that. Then, when you get into these games, things happen. Then you may be calling a play because you're maybe trying to get the ball to a certain player. So there's a lot more juggling that goes on in the preseason as far as the way I've called games, because you're thinking about so many more different things that you would never be thinking about in the course of a normal regular season game, because you're trying to beat, you know, you're beating that team during the week, one through, you know, Monday through Saturday in your preparation. So you're making calls with an adjustment on a normal Sunday, where, you know, Thursday night, you're trying to create as many opportunities as you can for your players.
Would you give play calling duties to someone else in the preseason so you could step back and watch?
Edgar Bennett, he'll call the 4th game. You know, that's what traditionally done, but I'll call the first 3.
Mike, how do you feel your corners and nickels have done these last 2 or 3 practices? If you line down installation and the game Thursday night, they could be more physical with receivers. A big opportunity for them?
Definitely. I mean, let's be honest. We all realize this. I mean, we're going to play a real football game Thursday night, so this is the first evaluation that is in live action. So this definitely will carry the most weight of any, you know, anything that we've done to date from an evaluation standpoint. You always weight the games higher than a practice or so forth. I mean, you take in everything. I mean, on the field, off the field, interaction, the connection, to, you know, from a position standpoint, offense, defense, special teams. But I mean, this is real football Thursday night.
With that said, it's been a long time since Brett Hundley obviously had live action. What will you be looking for with him specifically in those first live moments?
We're just really looking for Brett to just go out and play, you know, like he has when he had the opportunity in the past. So I mean, we're not looking for anything different. I think it's important for him to, you know, go out there and play fast and, you know, recognize pressure and, you know, get command to huddle and things like that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing Brett play.
2 more, please.
Mike, any long-term concern about House's hamstring, or is it just day-to-day,
do you think? I would say day-to-day. I don't have long-term concern for Devon House.
You guys seem pretty healthy for this stage of training camp. Is that a fair assessment? Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep it that way, yes.
Is there anything you can point to? I mean, is it serious? Is it just the luck of the draw sometimes, or is there anything that you're doing differently?
I think the head coach has been unbelievable in the meetings, the way he's been talking to him, and the schedule's better. So it's clearly has to be the coaching.
Okay, so beyond
we go through this every year. It's, you know, it's I think they do a great job preparing. Our training staff is outstanding. We've had a stay day already. We're going to do stay day again today. So we're just, you know, supporting these guys and giving them the best care that you possibly can. I mean, hydration, all those things factor into it. I think today's athlete, they're so educated. I think I worry more about guys overtraining than undertraining. So I think just really this is a reflection of our locker room.
Thank you.